Alpha Charlie 8 Delta, listening on the repeater link system.
NACMH, mobile.
Top of the morning, Drake, Alpha Charlie Delta Golf.
Mr. Jim, how are we doing this morning?
Yeah, I see you're headed north again. I guess that's good and bad, I guess. We spent a lot of time working yesterday up there. Everything looked good until you went to Wendy's, and then I can't get into 1-9 anymore.
Yeah, about that. So we left, and I went to go key it up, and it was gone. And turns out the repeater is toast. So I've got another one. I just got to put the modification into the PA and then drag it up there and just plug it in.
Hey, I was going to give you one report a couple weeks ago before 1-9 went off the air a couple weeks ago. It kept ICing and saying DVR on, DVR off. I didn't know if somebody was playing with the switches on there or something.
No, I'm thinking that was part of the RLC-3 on its way out. It's got a DVR add-on, and it just randomly stopped communicating with the DVR, so I had to disable it in the programming, and there's a bunch of macros in there that use the DVR, and whenever that macro goes to use the DVR and sees, oh, it's turned off, it just says, oh, DVR's off, I can't do anything.
Okay, well, I didn't know if that tidbit of information helped or hurt troubleshooting. I just thought it was kind of strange. It was happening for a week or two before the repeater went off the air.
Well, I'll tell you now, it's been doing it for a lot longer than that. So, but it's no longer on the RLC-3. It's on an all-star-based controller now. The same thing as the 1-4 and the 2-6. So, there you go. But anyway, yeah, we're headed up north, going to Resort Bear Creek Fire Department, then Petoskey Department of Public Service, Public Safety, and then Emmett County Road, and then Otsego County EMS, and then we're done for the day. We got quite a bit on the plate.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that you kind of taken over as the road traveler from Jeff. He's seems to get more days in Traverse City these days. I don't know. It just seems like you're the road master.
Road warrior. But anyway, yeah, it seems to be that way right now. I don't know if it'll stay that way. We got a new guy starting today, actually. So, actually, he should probably start end up being a little bit less time in the shop after a few weeks. After the guy gets trained a bit, so we'll see how that goes. Anyways, yeah, so 1-9 will probably be back on sometime this week. I might have to run up overnight or after work sometime and plug it in and get the heck out of there. I can't just put plugs, so I don't have to reconfigure anything. All I got to do is just get up there, align the station, which takes all 5 minutes because I've done it so many times, and then just dump the code plug into it, and it should work. So we'll have that taken care of.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for all your time you spend up there. That's I like that repeater there. That's relatively easily. And I did like the various courtesy tones. I like the beep beep. that was on for a while. But hey, safe travels. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
All right, sounds good, Jim. Have a good one. Enjoy your coffee. I know you're probably drinking some coffee right now. So, for that, we'll say 7-3. NACMH Mobile, northbound US 31. Atlantic UMH Mobile. Atlantic UMH Mobile.
Good morning, Drake. How are you doing today? Any YSS?
John, how's it going?
Well, I don't know what you want to know. I'm prepping for a medical test, so it's not a pleasant time. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that certainly sounds so, so exciting. Good deal. I'm Petoskey, in the Petoskey area right now. Doing some stuff for the road commission. Had a couple other stops at a couple fire departments this morning. Earlier this morning, anyway. I guess it's still morning. And after that, I'm headed to Otsego EMS, and then I'll be done for the day.
Well, Petoskey's always a town I had a liking for, so I've got some business there, so, in fact, I was just there Friday.
Yeah, good deal. Well, this is the first fairly far trip from the shop in the new work vehicle. It's just another van. It's another Grand Caravan, but it's a Grand Touring model, so I get a few more creature comforts than I had in the last van.
What is the Touring model? I'm not familiar with that. Is that... All I remember is they had the regular Caravan and they had the Grand Caravan. We actually had one years ago, just the standard size, though.
It's really just a different trim level. The one I had before was a Grand Caravan SXT. This one's a GT. It's got a touch screen, all that fancy stuff. Heated seats, heated steering wheel. Two TVs that I will never use because the rear seats will always be down and there will never be passengers in this vehicle.
Well, they used to have it so you could remove the seats, you know, the rear seats, so all you had was the front seats.
Well, these do better. They fold into the floor. Instead of you having to pull them out, they just fold right into the floor and you get a whole, basically a flatbed that's all enclosed. It's awesome.
Yeah, that could be nice because, you know, you got to find a place to put those seats where it doesn't get rained on. And also it seems like one time we had to go someplace and we wound up there. And, boy, it would have been nice to have the seats for somebody to ride now that we got rid of the stuff that was in the back. And, you know, you can kind of imagine.
Yep. Let me think. We had, I had, that blue van that I had the same feature. It was stow and go. I believe it was the first year you could get it. Yep, the seats just fold right into the floor, and you get a whole bunch of space. It's pretty great. Well, there you go. I got automatic climate control. I won't have to I don't have to touch the temperature stuff at all now. It's great because I was that was one thing I would forget to do because the last van also had it had remote start. This one's got it too, but I would have to in the wintertime, I would have to remember to make sure that the defroster was set. Otherwise, it wouldn't defrost.
Yeah, and that climate control's nice. I had several cars ago, I had one that was really decked out, and it had the climate control, so you could just turn it to whatever temperature you wanted, and it kept it at that temperature. It was also kind of nice, too, because it's the instant that engine got warm enough, it started blowing hot air.
And that's the nice thing about it, is it waits. It waits until the engine's warm enough, and then it'll turn the heat on. If it's not warm enough, it's not doing anything. So I like that. It allows the engine to warm up a little quicker in the wintertime. Because these vans take forever to warm up in the wintertime. I'll tell you what, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, and that car I had, it was a Honda Accord. It warmed up, boy, in about a third the time most cars do. So, you know, it was warm really quick, like, it was half a mile from the house, you know, to start blowing hot air. Maybe not quite, maybe closer to a mile. But, you know, it warmed up a lot faster than anything else I had.
Yeah, the Beamer I got now, it's got the automatic climate control in it, which is I love it because it's actually got sensors on the dash. So whenever the sun is beating on you in the front, it'll turn up the turn the air conditioning up on that side of the car, but not touch the other side of the car. It's pretty sweet. But that car will warm up in about 2-3 minutes, and it's almost at operating temperature. Even in the wintertime, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that's about what that Honda, it wasn't quite 2 or 3 minutes, more like about 5, but it was pretty quick. And that was a 2003 Honda, I think, something like that. It was a few years old, so, or when I got it. Hey, I was curious, where do you go for lunch up there? We like Cormick's.
I go to lunch wherever, whatever is close and convenient and not out of the way to my next stop. Because usually when I come up here, I've got multiple stops to do. It's not just one, unless it's an install or something, and then I'm spending the whole day at that spot. It really varies. There is no specific spot that I go to. However, I will say this. If I'm working at the sheriff's department, there is a burger joint right across the street, Johan Express. Actually, pretty fantastic.
Okay, I have to check the sheriff's. That's downtown, and it's called Johan's Express?
Not quite downtown. It's on 19, right across the street from the sheriff's office. There's two, but it's the one on 119. And it's also, I believe it's actually also merged together with a gas station.
Okay, yeah, that's on your way to Harbor. I was thinking like the sheriff's department, like downtown, like where City Hall was.
They don't really have the sheriff in there anymore. It's the city police. All the sheriffs now are typically over on 119 at that office there.
Well, okay, that tells you I'm a little behind on things, so that's okay, though. Best not to see the inside of the jail.
Yep. So there you go. Anyway, I'm... apparently when I was sent up here for Emmett County Road, nobody told them that I was showing up. So none of their trucks are here. But they're out and about, so I'm traveling to the first two, and then there's another one up in Levering I got to look at, and then I'll be done here, and then I'm headed over to Otsego to re-stick a light to a window because the adhesive that SoundOff provides you with the 4-inch fascia window shrouds is not very great, and our solution is 3M double-sided tape, and you clean the crap out of the window, and it'll stay there until the world ends.
Well, hopefully it works well.
Yeah, we've done it on the last few vehicles, so we've had pretty good luck with doing it that way. So, well, yeah, John, I am just about to pull into my first stop here. So with that, we'll say 7-3, probably catch you out here later. I don't know. We'll find out. NATYSF, NATDMH, mobile. Somewhere around and about Petoskey.
Okay, Drake, have a good one. Have a good afternoon there. Hopefully everything works right the first time. NATMH, NATYSF.
Hello, Delta 8, Delta X-ray November.
Well, I'll let you say good morning. I was just about to jump out here because Drake got out of there. How are you doing this morning? Name is John on this end.
John, it's Toby.
It's mobile.
You moving now?
Can't you tell?
Only a little bit.
What are you up to?
Headed to Indian River, got a stop at a hardware store, then headed to Gaylord.
What do you got to do in Gaylord?
Stick a light back on to back windshield. The adhesive failed, so I'm going to pick up some tapies, some tapey tape, because I thought I grabbed some this morning, but then I looked and I didn't grab it, or I didn't see it, so I'm going to get some more, and stick it back on, deliver a couple things. I think there's some RSMs or something that are, that got to go to EMS there, and then I'm done.
Oh, right on. You won't be too far behind me then.
No, probably not. I'm just now seeing the top and to be taller, so we're moving right along.
Alright, well, I'm just pulling in the station, gotta grab some gas. I'll give you a shot here in a little bit. Hey, APX.
Okay. Also, I goofed and left my 800 at home, so you won't be able to reach me there if you try. Any GMH mobile.
Copy.
Any GMH. Any GMH mobile.
Hi, Drake. How's it going today?
Just another day in paradise. How's it going, Jeff?
This weather.
Man.
I just can't get over how nice this weather is. Shade warm. The middle of the day, 85 is too warm for me, but man alive, last night just stood outside the space station go over. Just can't get enough of it, man. I wish we could have this kind of weather year-round.
I wouldn't complain a whole lot other than I wouldn't be able to ski. But, I could just go somewhere else for that, I suppose.
Yeah, like California or something?
Colorado, Montana area. It's pretty good over there.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited again about all the work that's getting done. Got me, really thinking.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty happy with the progress we made yesterday. And looking forward to making some more on progress here in the future. Finally getting getting the links on their way south. And then, yeah, we've almost completed the horseshoe up here. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I was glad I was able to get up there a few weekends ago and get that done. That was it's been bothering me for a while.
Yep, us too. It's just hard to find a weekend where everybody's schedule aligns. Yesterday was an exception to that. We made it happen, so I'm hoping that we can get a few more weekends like that and get more stuff done before the snow flies.
Yeah, I really wanted to help, but couldn't not be at their grandson's birthday party. Tried to help, and it kind of sounds like it might have backfired, but oh well. It is what it is. I have to do it another day. So, yeah, well, when I went and put that stuff up at Hackleberg, that was kind of a last minute day before, or 2 days before. Unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. Glad I got that stuff installed right and pointed in the right direction with the smart aligner. But that's pretty good luck, though, over the years, even before the smart aligner. I was telling Fred there, we did that Cass City to Mayville, and I didn't have a smart aligner there. And with the pictures he made, and up on the tower, was able to, it needs to be touched up, but it made a link, and it carried traffic the way it needs to carry traffic. Could get just a shape bit better, but it's not harming anything, not having it zeroed in. That's smart liner, man. That is the cat's meow.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty nice tool. Yep. Alright, Jeff, so I'm going to let you go here. I'm just about to pull into my last stop for the day. And hopefully it's not a... It shouldn't be too long. All I got to do is stick a window light back onto a windshield here and then drop a couple things off. And I should be back out of here. So I should be back in here in a few minutes. No more, or less, who knows, we'll find out. Hey, DMH, oh.
All right, that might be around, just out there driving around, you know. Talk to you later, keep it up, sugar.
WAVPC. WAVPC testing.
Keep it up, Sylvia. Keep it up, Sylvia. Keep it up, Sylvia. Keep it up, Sylvia, Manistee.
Why would you want to go there? And eat your mate's mobile.
I don't. Where I was told to go, here at Filer City, loading paper, big paper rolls.
Ah, I just got done in Gaylord, so I am cruising on home.
And I'm rolling through Jackson. W-T-T-T.
Oh, now it's a party.
Dan's in here, too. Yeah, I wish I was on my way home, that's for sure. Clearly, I got three more trucks sitting in front of me. They were lined up and shift change. Of course, 2 o'clock was shift change, so. I don't know how that goes in a union shop.
Yippee. I'm working in the shop tomorrow. At least this week I get a nice balance between... Well, I guess I don't really get a nice balance because tomorrow's my only day working in the shop. And then after that I'm up in Charlevoix for a few days and I don't know what's going on Friday. I don't really care to look either.
Yeah, I'm lucky to know 1 minute to next where I'll be going. Every load's different. Go ahead, Dan. How far did you make it, Dan?
Well, I'm eastbound on 94. Just past Jackson now at the Sergeant Road exit. Had a pucker factor moment. You know, one of these, I want to say a semi driver, but I'd call him a steering wheel holder. Wasn't paying attention, and he almost rear-ended a cement truck. So what does he do? Just puts on his turn signal, cranks it into the left lane, and damn near lock it up to avoid rear-ending him. Like, yep, buddy. I didn't need that kind of excitement today.
I had one of those moments earlier. Just kind of cruising along on Levering Road. Just about to I-75. There was a car just sitting there on the intersection. They just went. No caring what was going on around them, and they just went. And, that could have been interesting. It was only a little interesting, but it wasn't super interesting because there was no contact involved. I'm glad that was the case.
we don't need those intercepting the traffic. I miss the up north traffic. You get used to that real quick. And another couple, 2-3 weeks, we'll be back up north again.
Yeah, doubled, I don't know. Maybe I didn't win, maybe you didn't hear me. Hey, you said contact's never a good thing. Too much paperwork involved.
Yeah, that's not something I want to think about while driving a company vehicle.
Not something I want to have happen in driving any vehicle.
Yeah, that's no kidding. Been involved in my fair share. Not of my fault. Usually end up losing too, like the last one. You know, they totaled the pickup, which it was in bad shape. Of course, she rear-ended me at 55, and I was almost stopped. So, you know how that turns out, right, Drake?
Yeah, I had that happen in a company vehicle. I was on my way back from Chicago, from Motorola. In Gary, Indiana, of all the places it could have been. And, didn't end up bending the frame on the vehicle, and the rest of it just really just smushed in the rear of the vehicle, so I was able to drive it back. But that vehicle is no longer with our company. So, I had a buddy that, got rear-ended at, well, he wasn't even moving, he was sitting at a stoplight, and, person behind him drilled right into him at 55 mile an hour, bent the frame, totaled the truck entirely.
Knock on wood, I've been kind of lucky. I had a couple of real minor things with the company cars, but, a couple of the other STs, man. Sam, he had one of those Colorados. He got T-boned in that thing. I think somebody blew a light or something like that. And I was following him last year for a flight walk for a project, and man, that thing dog tracks down the road probably 6 inches. It's crazy. And one of our other STs, Will, a few years ago, he got rear-ended and stopped turning like a 94 over on the west side of the state, and it gets pretty heavy damage to his Grand Cherokee. They knock on wood. Only ever had a couple of small, very minor things with company cars. Totaled my Trans Am a lot of years ago, but yeah, I guess I've been lucky. So Drake, who do you work for?
I work for Telerad, so I do a little bit of all of the things.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to say Telerad. Yeah, I worked for the Batwing. A lot of years in the field as an ST, and I'm one of the Michigan PMs now.
Good deal. I was wondering why you knew Will. So, yep, I know him well. Worked with him down in Holland. We were doing loading configs onto the Junipers for Zone 6, and I did a few of those swap switchovers up there. So, I did 9006, 9005, and 8801.
Drake, Dan was up, helped me put that dish up at Ackleberg when we put that up a couple weeks ago. Go ahead, Dan. Came in us up here.
Yep, I've been to a lot of the sites, and not all of them. Will has been to more of the sites than I have. I was one of the state techs out of the North Ocean. I was in 2009, and then the opportunity to go live the life of an FT came up, so I made that leap in 2010. And a couple years ago, we got into project management, which I'm not regretting that move one bit. I enjoyed the field life, but kind of overworked. You know, you wind up, there's a couple of guys that get heavily loaded. It was, Will was heavily loaded mostly with the west side projects and into the UP. I was loaded with the east side. And everybody wants you on their projects. You wind up getting spread too thin. So, yeah, the PM world definitely, it's a different set of headaches, but I'm loving it. WTP,
yeah, good deal. All right, guys, I got to jump out of here. I got to make a phone call to the boss. You guys carry on. I'll be back in here probably a little bit. NACMH Mobile, Elba Highway.
Okay. Sounds good. Looks like I got to jump out to go ahead and do paperwork here, Dan. So I'll be back. Keep it up, sugar.
Okay. Yeah, I'm almost to Chelsea here. WTP.
KK7 ICD monitoring.
W8COM.
This net meets every Monday at 8 p.m. and is followed by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club net. Use of this repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. Now, at this time, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any short-time check-ins? We'll stand by. All right, none heard. We'll go ahead and take our regular T-bars check-ins. Stations, if you could please state your call sign. And then once you're acknowledged by net control, I'll go ahead and answer you. First station, go ahead.
This is KF8AGY, Kilo Foxtrot, Alpha Golf Yankee, checking in. This is Kevin.
All right, Kevin, I got you in there. Next station.
November 8, Charlie, November, Joe.
AAWPE, Dave.
All right, Joe and Dave, I got you in there. Next station.
KF8AGY, Kilo Foxtrot, 8. Alpha Golf Yankee, repeating because I don't know if I came through before.
Yes, you did. Sorry, I did not acknowledge you there. I got you in there. Next station.
Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Mike, I got you in there. Next station.
Scott, Whiskey X-ray, 1 Juliet.
Okay, Scott, got you in there. Next station. Okay, nothing heard. We'll start at the top of the list here. KF8AGY, go ahead and stand by Joe.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. I have zero traffic.
All right, Kevin, we got you in there. N8C, Joe, you're up. Stand by Dave, KWPE.
Yeah, good evening, N8CN. In Grand Traverse County, near Garfield and South Airport. I'm operating emergency power tonight. I have no traffic for the net, and have a great night. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Joe. Sounds good. And just a reminder, 9 o'clock for 800 check-in for you. All right. Dave, KW, you're up, and standby Mike, W8VPC.
Okay. This is KWPE on the west side of Silver Lake, which is going down Burley because we haven't had any rain and had little snow, but was able to get my boat off the boat hoist, and I have no traffic.
All right, Dave, we got you in there. Mike, WAVPC, you're up. Stand by, Scott. All right, so we'll try one more time. Mike, WAVPC, go ahead. All right, we'll give him a shot here in a second. Scott, WS1J, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. This is Scott, WX1J. I'm on Washington Street near Rose in Traverse City. I have no traffic for the net. Back to net, K8REC. K8REC. Let's do this again. This is WX1J.
All right, Scott, got you in there. We'll try one more time for W8BTC, and then we'll ask for a last check-in.
This is W8BTC on analog. I just put my DMR repeater back on the air. No traffic. I was up north over the weekend. I'm back home, Royal Oak. Back to net, W8BTC.
All right, Mike, got you in there. And we'll stand by for any additional check-ins for the Monday evening T barge now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Sierra, Uniform.
All right, Toby, I got you in there. Any other station? All right, none heard. Go ahead.
Okay, nothing new except a beautiful moon over Torch Lake. Looking out the window here. Just kind of a reminder, guys, if you're outside burning, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of fire dangers going on right now due to the wind and stuff going on. So just be careful and check the National Weather Service permit page there and see if they're allowing it. Just FYI.
Thanks, Toby. And then as a reminder, this Saturday, 9 to 1, open house over at the National Weather Service in Gaylord. The Northern Michigan Skywarn Thrower Weather Network will be there to answer any questions. And then there should be a couple of live demonstrations. I think they're going to do a weather balloon launch, and I believe they will take you through the building to show you all the ins and outs. So. With that, I do have no traffic this evening, so it's going to be short. And we're going to go ahead and conclude the net. And thank everybody who checked in, and go ahead and turn the net over to the Cherry Island Amateur Radio Club. Take it away, CARC.
Okay, thanks, Mike, KD8REH, WX1J here. Welcome, everybody, to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Mesh net and the use of the W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherry Island Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour, or MeshNet, is to connect and build our ham community and to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. Welcome to those other repeaters who might be linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, and we encourage you to do that. This is Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet. My name is Scott, and I'll be net control station for this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. Break. Okay, before we check in, a quick reminder, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, is Breakfast with Hams on at GNS Hamburger on South Airport Road near Garfield. It's 9 a.m. Everybody's welcome. Good food, good conversation, and usually there's a show and tell. I'll be bringing one of those tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., is Project Night. We'll meet at New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive. In Traverse City, all members are welcome to attend. And if you need any additional information on the locations or the times of our activities, feel free to check it out on Cherryland Amateur Radio Club's website, cherrylandarc.com. So on the MeshNet, we check in three groups. First, time-constrained stations, then short-time stations. Second category is most people on Echolink, and third is general check-ins. A break. Besides the frog in my throat, tonight's topic is parks on the air, or POTA, is popular and addictive. But many people can't activate parks because they just don't want to take their shack apart to go into the field for a couple of days or an afternoon. But what if you could borrow an HF station specifically designed for boot activation and then bring it back when your activation is done? Would you take on activating a park if you could come to borrow the club's proto loader station? So that's what we'll be trying to find out today. This is W8TCM, net control for the Monday evening source flower net. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for the check-in. You send me your call sign and your first name, and I'll acknowledge the station that I heard. Then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage the doubles and makes the check-in process a little more efficient. We'll begin checking in tonight by calling short-time stations, time-constrained. And because you're either time or energy-constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. For a short-time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker, Whiskey India Victoria, Common Cadillac, Sergei.
And number one on our chart is Tom, WBAWIV. We have you. Next short-time check-in.
Yeah,
this is WBAWIV for short-time check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net. We're running a little ahead of schedule, so if you haven't checked in, this is a good time to do that.
Yeah, I think I walked on you there, Scott. Katie at REH, short time.
Okay, Mike, I have you down, and I have Tom down. Any other short-time check-ins tonight, please? Yeah, that's a short-time list. Let's go back up to Tom. WBAWIV, go ahead, take it away, Tom, and stand by, Mike.
Okay, Scott, thanks for taking the net tonight, WBAWIV. To answer your question, no, I would not be interested in borrowing equipment to do polar. I've got equipment here that would do it, but no interest at this point in time. Of course, that might change. There are a couple of guys here that are big into POTA, that are in the Wausaukee Amateur Radio Club, but at this point in time, no, not interested. Anyway, I had a pretty good day today. I didn't work. I wouldn't have had any transportation. Wife was ill, thought she might have COVID, so we got some COVID tests from another ham. He came in from Lake City, drove him in, and checked and negative, so it wasn't COVID. She thought maybe it was because she hadn't gotten enough sleep for the last few nights. Dog had her up and stuff like that, and couldn't go back to sleep and all that stuff. But I got everything accomplished that I needed to today. Home Depot, Myers, Walmart, Aldi's, and it was a pretty running day. Plus, we got the dogs over to the groomer and took a nice walk with them. So, anyway, that's the story there. I'm working tomorrow, so that's why I check in short time. Everybody have a good evening. Thanks again, Scott. And I'll say 73 W8TCM, W8WYD. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. Sounds good. I'm glad you got a lot of stuff done. Sounds like you had a little long list. So glad that's done. You can sleep tonight, and good luck working tomorrow. Mike, KD8REH, please go ahead, and then we'll go to Echolink.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. I guess to answer your question there, possibly. I have got the FTBX-10 there set up, so I can take it if I want. It's kind of a pain, but I've worked a lot of POTA stations with it and kind of feel comfortable with it. I know the club station works really good, too, so I guess it would come down to if I have all the equipment to make it happen. So about a 50-50 shot that I would use it, but it's a good idea, and I hope we can get some traction on it there. But we'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in, and good to hear you in there in this solid signal, so appreciate all that. And thanks for taking the T-Barge net as well. So there you go. We've reached the bottom of the short-time list, and we now stand open for Echolink check-in. If you are on Echolink and would like to check in, now's your turn. Go ahead.
November 8, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, I have you. Any additional check-ins on Echolink?
How about All-Star, WAVPC?
Yep, All-Star can check in pretty much at any time because you don't have the same delay that Echolink has. So, but anyway, have you in there, Mike, WAVPC. Next check-in, Echolink or All-Star?
Here is WAHLMF, Stephen, downstate in Hazlitt.
And Stephen, we have you. Any additional check-ins on Echolink, please?
This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights.
Okay, there he is, Dave. I was looking for you. I'm waiting for your call sign to come through. Any additional check-ins on Echolink or All-Star, please call. And none heard. We'll open up for general check-ins. Is any station anywhere, any reason, short time, Echolink, All-Star, radio, plain old radio, or a tin can and a wet string, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra, Kurt, Air Park North, Elmira, in and out.
Okay, Kurt, we have you, KD8IWS, and you'll be in and out from the airport. Thanks for checking in, Kurt. Next general check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, please call WATCM.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, on Spider Lake, KF8ADY.
And Kevin, I have you. Next check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net.
K-A-W-P-E.
Dave is on the list. External check-in, anybody anywhere for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, please call WATCM.
K2-EDQ. K2-Zulu-Zulu, Quebec. Doug from Cedar.
Well, almost a DX station. K2-ZZQ, we have you, Doug, from Cedar. And if you're doing that by radio, you've got an awesome signal. Next check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. I'm getting a couple of kerchunks. The station's breaking the connection with this repeater, and there's no audio. So you want to move around a little bit and try it again. We'll stand by for that. Next check-in. Okay, the station just trying to check in. You're just not holding the repeater. You can't capture the repeater. So we'll stand by. Maybe you'll get in a better place. Next check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Okay, not working. Let's call that the bottom of the list, and let's go up and talk to Jeff in Alaska. NADX, Jeff, go ahead with your conversation, and stand by, Mike.
So, good evening, Scott, and everyone out there. This is Jeff, November 8 Echo X-Ray in Seward, Alaska, where it's 4:25 p.m., and we have 52 degrees on the kitchen thermometer. I think it's like 55 out on the deck, and we're busy. Did some brush cutting today, which just about wiped me out. The yard we were working on for one of the other hands in the area, I think the backyard hadn't been, one of the sections hadn't been touched in probably 10 years, so the string cutter string mower, it was getting bogged down pretty good, and of course, we do a lot of port up here because we have Kenai Fjords National Park right down the road from me. In fact, the entrance is just a walk down the end of the driveway and toward the gate to the side, which get there about 5 minutes. It's great for biking, and then in the winter they seal it off and you can ski in. And then we have the state park out at Lowell Point and the Iditarod Historic Trail. My base station, I have an ICOM 7300. It's all in a little carry rack so it can go. And then I have some G90s and other ZG radios, and we've been collecting a few, so they just kind of show up after a while. And we're going to Moosehorn Ham Fest in Kenai next week, so I'm going to try not to buy anything more. The garage will run out of room. And yeah, we have other stuff we have to keep in there. And that I just don't know how it collects, but it does. And that, but yeah, I think it's worth trying with the Portugal rig that's been set up by Sherilyn Amateur Radio Club. I just give it to you if you like it or not. I think POTA is a lot of fun. It's just wish you have more time to do it. Yeah. And then yeah, I think the other thing is we did the did my first end of the month Alaska Emergency Net, which is multi-agency, including ham radio. And it's an 11-channel on the 5 kilohertz, 5167.5 kilohertz. So it's a state-allocated channel. And you check in groups if you're a federal agency, tribal, part of the SHIP license program, and then ham radio operators. And it actually, it was a little challenging with the propagation, but that was kind of interesting how they did it, and very formal, Matt. And we're probably running out of time, so I'm going to send it back to you, Scott. Hope things are going well. NADX.
Excellent, Jeff. Never a dull moment in your world in Alaska. Sounds like good weather. We'd love to have that. I think we were at 85 degrees today, so 55 sounds just wonderful for me. But then I'm kind of a winter guy, so that's nice. So thanks for checking in with us, Jeff. Good to hear you, and we'll look forward to next week as well. I was going to talk to Mike, KW8VDC. Mike, an all-star. Go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Stephen.
Okay, net control, W8VPC. And watching, I got a big pipeline break down in Houston, Texas. Let's just say it's really hot, melted all the power lines and started houses on fire. Boy, the heat is so intense that telephone poles several hundred feet away caught fire. It's still going. Yeah, I think they shut the line off, but whatever's in the line is still burning. So there's a live shot on YouTube. I was up north over the weekend for Paddle Antrim. Antrim County CERT did the whole event on Zello Work. And everyone who had connected up with their cell phones had their GPS turned on, so we could follow each and every staff member and safety boat on a map. So anyways, we'll send it back to Net Control, W8VPC.
Hey Mike, thanks very much for checking in and found information about Zello at Paddle Antrim. I think that used to be done all by radio, but now it sounds like Zello gets the job done just nicely. So glad you're able to be up north for that, and thanks for your volunteering and working on that. That's a nice little program, and it's a good thing it happens every year and brings a lot of money and a lot of joy to the territory. So thanks a lot, Mike, for doing that. Stephen, WA8LMF in Hazlitt, go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Dave, in Sterling Heights.
Okay, this is WA8LMF in Hazlitt. Main things just happening this week, I got back from the Adrian swap meet yesterday. And on Thursday, I'm heading down to Kalamazoo to do a presentation on APRS to the Kalamazoo Radio Club. I'll be taking Studio B, the radio trailer, with me. Not that I'm going to be doing any operating in the trailer, but I'm going to use the 35-foot mast on it to get a 2-meter antenna up in the air and use one of the quad-band radios in the trailer as a cross-band repeater to pick up APRA's activity on 2 meters, 144.39, and retransmit it on UHF so that I can do a live off-the-air demonstration from inside the building, which is the local Red Cross. I would otherwise have no receive capability at all, most likely. So I'm going to pull off the live APRS activity that's around southwestern Michigan off the air on 2 meters, retransmit it on UHF with 1 watt so that I can then hear it down in the basement inside the building. So that's going to happen Thursday night. And the other thing here is that after about a week and a half, I have finally got everything moved into the new Panasonic Toughbook Mobile laptop. I thought I had the job finished about a week ago, but it's just amazing how many minor utilities and tools I had taken for granted were there that weren't on the new system, and I had to be installed, and it took me not one but two road trips to Hamfest to discover all the stuff that I had overlooked, and now I think I finally have the whole thing reconstituted the way it was on the old machine, and I'm now doing a comprehensive backup of the new install. So that's the activity here. Back to net control, WATCM, this is WA8LMF.
WA8LMF, WATCM returning. Thanks, Stephen, for the update, and I know how much difficult that is when you think you've got something all taken care of, it seems to be working right, and then all of a sudden three other things pop up that you need to work on. So that's the life of an IT guy, and I don't have the patience for it, but I'm glad you do, and I'm glad it all worked out well for you. So good luck, and keep letting us know how that's going. Dave in Sterling Heights, N8WCB, go ahead with your transmission and stand by, Kevin.
Net control and everyone on the net, good evening. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. Well, it sounds like you guys are a little warmer up there than we were. I think we were around 80, 81. We've been kind of flirting with that the last several days. Of course, I guess the key word is everybody is dry. We had a nice breeze here today. I did some outside trimming today and cleaning up areas that I've been able to do. Definitely not like the gentleman in Alaska, but kind of catching up on those things a little bit. But other than that, we've had a nice day here. Basically, in regard to POTA, I follow a couple of guys on YouTube on POTA. I'd be interested in it. I'm a tech, so I'd be limited on, 6 meters or 10 meters, but I guess if you had the right equipment and conditions, it might work out pretty well. But it is kind of interesting. I've never done it before. But anyway, enjoying the net tonight, Scott, and thanks for taking the net. And we'll say 73s to all. And I'll turn it back over to you, Net Control, NAWCB.
Nicely done. Thanks very much for the information. And yeah, it sounds like we were a little warmer for some reason up here. The last couple of days have been in 85 and above in Boyne Mountain area where I was over the weekend. And it was pretty warm, but fortunately we're about 10 feet from the shores of Lake Deer Lake, and so we spent most of the weekend wet, which was a nice way to do it. Very cool. And KD8IWS was a check-in and a short in-and-out, so we'll say thank you and move to Kevin, K-F-A-G-A-T-Y. Kevin, go ahead and stand by Doc Dave.
This is KF8AGY, Kevin, over on Spider Lake, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Scott. It's always good to hear your voice. As far as POTA, would I activate a park if I had access to equipment? Well, I can say that something like that has probably been on my radar since day one, so all my equipment is pretty much geared towards portable operation. If anything, I have to set up my shack if I want to use it indoors. But so I've got the G90. I've made a couple of wire antennas, tuned them up, and gotten some good reach with those. And my latest creation is what I call a fishing pole vertical, which I will be bringing to breakfast tomorrow. And it's still a work in progress, but it's close.
So the only other thing that would stop me from POTA is to understand the process a little bit better, and so I don't sound like an idiot when I'm trying to activate something. Anyway, that's it for me. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. WATCM, this is KF8AGY. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for that information. Thanks. And yeah, your T90 certainly would be perfect for that, and I can hardly wait till tomorrow morning to see your fishing pole vertical. I also have a portable vertical that I'm using. It's too big to bring for breakfast, but it's interesting to see how you're approaching it with yours, because it certainly would be make it really easy to get up. A vertical pole will get you in the air faster than throwing bottles over branches, but both of them work, and it's a lot of fun. I would love to talk to one of us about POTA activations or POTA operating, because it's a real simple exchange and works really well. So anyway, we'll get to that later. Dave, K8WPE, please go ahead with yours and stand by Doug and Cedar.
Well, good evening to everyone else on the net. WATCM, this is K8WPE. What a beautiful day. This whole week is supposed to be beautiful, so we're taking advantage of it, and they're going to get the sea-doo and the fishing boat out of the water, onto the trailer, and start winterizing all the toys. Sadly, winter is on its way, but the weather around here just has been just nice. Not even working the yard, and as far as borrowing the porta box, I have so many toys here that I could throw together a porta box of my own in about 2 minutes, maybe three. And I do occasionally do something like that as a chaser from my backyard, but it'll be fun to get out and do some parks before the white stuff comes and we leave for the Southland. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Scott. Looks like we've got a real quality group here tonight. Back to you. AATCM, K8WPE on Silver Lake.
K8WPE, WATCM returning. Okay, Dave, thanks. Yeah, it's interesting. A couple of us were up at the Boyne over the weekend and at our cabin there, and today was so darn hot that we decided to go out in the middle of the lake and swim. And we were sitting there swimming going, like, wait a second, everybody's pulled their docks out, their boats are all hauled out, we've got the place to ourselves, and we're swimming on September 15th, so that's pretty weird, but hopefully it won't hold us away from skiing in the fall, in the winter, so we're looking forward to snow, and we won't be looking forward to seeing you leave, but we always look forward to you coming back. All right. K2ZZQ, Doug and Cedar, go ahead with yours, and we'll do a standby.
K2ZZQ, this is Doug calling from Cedar. And tonight, one of the things that was really interesting out here is the beautiful moon over Lake Leelanau. It was about an hour ago. We were having dinner. Just enjoyed it immensely. I'm out here in Cedar, and my son is visiting from Denver, Colorado. His name is Steven, KD0FDS, and he and I are working on all kinds of remodeling projects. Today we spent the day pretty much remodeling a bathroom, kitchen faucet situation, window trim, all kinds of stuff. One thing I would like to say is I was thinking that I was going to be able to make breakfast tomorrow morning, but I'm so worn out that I won't be able to make breakfast. However, I believe that we will be able to make the evening session. I saw you guys there last week, and I wanted to come again this week. I might bring FT7900, even though I've got 146260 set up very nicely now. I might try to bring it and see if I can get some other frequencies on here. That's about all I've got. So this is Doug, K2ZZQ, back to net. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, Doug, great to hear from you. I think this is the first time I've talked with you, and so I appreciate you checking in with us this evening. And we won't see you for breakfast, but some of us hang out there till almost lunch, so if it's a matter of timing, that's one thing. But we'll also look for you tomorrow evening there at the club meeting. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. And we're now at the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby for check-ins. If you have not checked in for the Monday evening social hour naps this evening and would like to do so, this is your opportunity. Please call now.
W8TCM in the group. This is KD8QJI in Newberry.
This is QJI in Newberry. Thanks for checking in. Any additional check-ins this evening for the Monday evening social hour nap?
This is November 8th, Zulu, Zulu Foxtrot, Cat, and Hope Week.
NHZZF, need to introduce you to Doug. Okay, so thanks a lot for checking in with us. NHZZF, I have you on the list. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
I heard tell you were coming back up into the neighborhood. Thanks, Kevin. Nice to hear you. Next check-in for the Monday evening social hour now.
Please copy Kilo Delta Zero Foxtrot Delta Sierra WAC.
Okay, lots of IDing, so I'll ID as well, W8TCM. I got Kilo Delta Zero Foxtrot Delta Sierra, and I didn't catch the name, but maybe we'll come back to that when I check in. I would ask you to make your transmission. So next check-in for the Monday evening social hour now.
Kilo Foxtrot, AKA Echo Talon Jailer.
Okay, that went by pretty quick and I wasn't expecting. Delta Foxtrot 8, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Hotel, and could you do the rest of the call?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Quebec Hotel, KFAQH and Jailer.
All right, I was doing something weird there. So, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Quebec Hotel, I have you and Gannard. Thanks for checking in. Next check-in. And unheard, let's go back to the top of the short list here at KD8. Quebec, Juliet, India, KD8QJI. Go ahead and stand by ZZF.
Yeah, this is KD8QJI. My name is Joe. I'm up in Newberry. I just wanted to check in, and I'll do an in and out, and say 73s to everyone on the net, and thanks W8TCM for holding the net. KD8QJI, clear.
Very good, Joe. Thanks for checking in with us. Nice to hear your voice, and nice to hear you in from Newberry. So please come back and join us next Monday night. NHZZF, please go ahead and stand by Kevin.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, this is Pat up here in Holt Lake, NHZZF. Well, we've had a beautiful weekend and a beautiful week to start off with. And I was just looking outside there and seeing the full moon rising. And boy, it was super huge. And it's absolutely beautiful outside. Weather, we can't complain about it at all. I mean, it's been nice and warm during the day and then nice and cool at night. So we're going to take that and enjoy it as much as we can. Other than that, I'll just say good evening to everyone, and I'll give it back to Net Control. This is an 8ZZF.
Okay, Pat, thanks for checking in with us this evening from Houghton Lake. Nice signal. So you're making the system nicely, and it looks like the linked repeater system's up and working just flawlessly, so that's nice to hear you. So thanks for checking in with us this evening. Kevin, KD8WWU, still sore from driving? And stand by, we're going to get Stephen maybe, KD0FDS, you'll be next. So go ahead, Kevin, take it away.
You know, Scott, my vanity plate says KD8, says KD9, WWU. Traffic was very nice today on the travel up. It took us a little under 5 hours with a couple of stops. In the past, it's taken us over 6 hours making home to our southern QTH, but the northern QTH is where we'd rather be. So, anyways, looking forward to meeting with you tomorrow morning, Scott. We're going to talk about the DMR radio a little bit. It's kind of frustrating for a beginner to learn all the new terms, so I don't know what you want me to bring with me. I'm probably going to bring my miniature laptop, and I don't know if you want me to bring my radio or not. I don't think it's necessary, but anyways, looking forward to meeting these guys tomorrow morning, and send it back to the net control, W8TCM.
Kevin. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I talked to Tony today a little bit about some of your questions. If you do have the ability to bring your radio, your laptop, and your connection system so to connect the radio to the laptop, we can take a scanner and see what it is, and that probably at least make you more confused than you are now. So we'll see you in the morning. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. Glad your eyes are back up here. So let's go to KD0FDS. Go ahead with your transmission. Let us know what's, because I think you're related to ZZQ, but let's go ahead and start that and stand by Quebec Hotel.
Hello, Scott. Good evening, everyone on the net. Scott, thank you for hosting tonight. That is A-Firm. KD2ZZQ would be my father. My call sign is KD0FDS, Stephen out of Colorado. Visiting Traverse City, helping my dad out on some projects, and having a great time. Glad I brought some good weather for everyone to enjoy here. But if you're looking forward to snow, at my house at 9,000 feet, we never get snow in July or August, so it is a possibility. This is KD0FDS, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Stephen. Thanks for jumping in there. Glad to hear from both you and your dad. And I was born and raised in Colorado and born in a mining town on top of the Continental Divide at 11,500 feet called Climax, Colorado. It was between Leadville and Frisco. And I spent a lot of the summers down around the Bailey area, so I know Conifer pretty well. So it's good to have you here. Please stop in any time and that you're in the area. You're always welcome here on the net and on the repeater and at breakfast and at our meetings. So welcome to the area. KF8, Quebec Hotel, and Gaylord, let's go ahead with your transmission, sir.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. KF8QH here, Paul and Gaylord, coming to you through the Sheboygan repeater, and somebody mentioned the moon earlier, and tomorrow night is supposed to be a triple lunar event. It's actually the harvest moon, and it's supposed to be a blood moon, and then there's supposed to be a partial eclipse. I caught that on the radio today, and I thought that was interesting. But anyways, it's good to hear you. I came in after this net was started and didn't know it was here. I figured I'd check in. Back to net control.
Okay, very good, Paul. Yep. We're in here every Monday night at 8 o'clock. There's the T-Barch net with District 7, Oxcom net in the local area. And then we... that runs for about 10 minutes, and then the Monday evening social hour net kicks off right after that around 8:10 or something like that. And it's a great little net. You're always welcome, so thanks for checking in with us. And that kind of brings us to the bottom of the list at this point. I'll stand by for any last-minute check-ins, and then we'll begin to close down the process here. Any additional check-ins, any last-minute check-ins, please, for the Monday evening social hour net?
In 4DOU, John.
Okay, John, you are in. Any additional check-ins?
In and out.
Okay, I recognize the voice of Neil. Neil, is that you?
Yes, it is. KY88, Kilo Yankee 8 Hotel.
Okay, I just recognized the voice. So, Neil, thanks a lot. I have you as in and out. Thanks for checking in with us. Any additional check-ins?
KE8YZR Stas.
Okay, Stas, I have you in. Any additional check-ins? Okay, none heard. We will call this the last round and send it up to John, M4DOU. Go ahead with your transmission and stand by, Stas.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. Time got away from me, and I just realized what time it was, so just wanted to check in. Don't really have anything tonight. I'm looking forward to breakfast in the morning and seeing everybody and renewing acquaintances. So hope you everyone has a good night, and we'll turn it back to net control.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. Yeah, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow morning. That'd be awesome. Stas, KEYZR, go ahead with your transmission. How are things going on the football team?
Pretty good, I guess. I got my first game Wednesday, so that'd be kind of fun, but same thing kind of happened here. I was just walking down the stairs, and I realized what time it was, so I thought I'd just count. This is KE8YZR Stas.
Okay, Stas, thanks for tying the ribbons on it. Glad you were in here and you're able to check in with us. And good luck in your game on Wednesday. We'll be rooting for you. There being no further check-ins, we'll close that out. Before we close the nets, are there any last-minute questions or comments? And none heard, we will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet here again next Monday, here on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This has been Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the call sign WATCM. I'll now close the net and return the repeaters to general amateur use.